You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito, and I thank you for joining us here today. Friends, no matter where you are, locally here in WMIE, WWBC Central Florida, KCNW in Kansas City, and WBXR in Huntsville, Alabama, I thank you for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we are preaching and teaching the Word of God here, verse by verse. We're going to where God's speaking. God is always broadcasting. And the key is, the secret is to go to where He's speaking, and that is in His Word. So for more on this ministry, you can go to WGODradio.com. If you would like a copy of my New Testament Bible, that is available for any size donation of any amount. For more information on that, you can write to me, or you can, if you go to WGODradio.com, you'll see the link on there. It says Majority Text. You can see my Bible on there. But if you were to write me, if you would write me, Paul at WMIEFM.com, and send a gift of any amount to me here in Florida, I will be glad to send to you a copy of my New Testament. It's called the EMTV, which is the English Majority Text Version. It's been around for some 15 or 20 years now. And if you'd like a copy of that, let me know. It's very close to the New King James. If you have a New King James, you'll notice a little M, a capital M, in your margins for alternate readings. And this is a Bible that actually comes from those majority of all Greek manuscripts. Okay, also we're on Facebook at WGOD Radio. You can follow along there. These sermons and the Sunday sermons from the church that I pastor here in Florida, Island Community Church. They're normally uploaded on there on Sunday afternoon. Get the Word of God in you every day. God wants you, and I want you to become a spiritual giant, because the Lord's return is near, and He's looking for a few good men and a few good women who will be like Isaiah and hold up their hands and say, "Here am I. Send me." We're going to hear a message now for the next 3 days. This is entitled, "Let Him Who Is Without Sin Cast the First Stone."
I read the other day, some godless mayor from Washington declared that Benjamin Franklin was now a person of interest. In their mad quest to uncover sinners of the past. Meaning, it was time to look into old Benjamin Franklin's past to see if he'd ever sinned before. And let me say, I think this is a grave mistake, because according to Almighty God, you too are a person of interest. Did you know that? And as your pastor, I always suggest remaining anonymous when it comes to trying to get the speck out of your neighbor's eyes, when you have got what the King James calls a moat, what everyone else calls a plank in your own. I suggest focusing on the plank that's in your own eye. When Bill Steinbrook, who's not here today, and I used to do our radio show every morning, Bill used to say to me, you know, if I ever run for president, or as Popeye would say, president, I'm going to tell everyone right up front, everything you read and hear about me is probably true. And wouldn't that just like cut to the chase and just do that right from the beginning, right? Everything that you read and hear about me is probably true because, hello, I used to be a sinner. Hello, I still am. I still am. So everything that you read is probably true. And all the politicians ought to do that because it's true amongst everyone. Tell the world from day one that you are a sinner. Now, I read the other day that Benjamin Franklin was now, and I quote, a person of interest, unquote. And they said, as all progressive liberals now say, it's time to dig into your past and see if you were ever a sinner before. And if you were, then you're toast. And your life is over as you know it. And as a Bible teacher and as God's spokesman, I'm here to tell you today that that is not a wise idea. It's not a wise idea. Regarding Ben specifically, they're going to go back through the ages and see if he's ever, this is what they're looking for with Benjamin Franklin. They're going to look and see if he was ever said anything mean against black people, homosexuals, transvestites, or women. Turn with me, please, to the Gospel of John, the fourth gospel, the Gospel of John in chapter 8. The Gospel of John, chapter 8, starting in verse 2. Now, early in the morning, Jesus came again, or he came again into the temple, and all the people came to him, and he sat down and taught them. Then the scribes and Pharisees brought to him a woman caught in adultery. A sinner. They brought to him a woman caught in adultery, and when they set her in the midst, they said to him, Teacher, this woman was caught in adultery, in the very act. Now Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned. But what do you say? Or in other words, what thinkest thou, Jesus? What are we going to do to this lady? This they said, verse 6, testing him, that they might have something of which to accuse him of. But Jesus stooped down and wrote on the ground with his finger, as though he did not hear. Now, I've heard it said, and I believe, that he was writing their names into the sand. Maybe all those that had done the same thing with her, or all those that were guilty of any other sin. Do you want to start judging people on whether or not they're sinners or not? He's writing their names down, perhaps. So what, verse 7. So that's interesting response, too. He said he stooped down and wrote on the ground with his finger as though he did not hear them. That's not in some translations, but verse 7. So when they continued asking him, he raised himself up and said to them, He who is without sin among you, let him cast the first stone. And again he stooped down and wrote on the ground. Then those who heard it, being convicted by their conscience, they went out one by one, beginning with the oldest even to the last. And Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst. When Jesus had raised himself up and saw no one but the woman, he said to her, Woman, where are those accusers of yours? Has no one condemned you? And she said, no one, Lord. And Jesus said to her, neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more. So talk about the pot calling the kettle black. Is this where you want to go? Do you really want to go on a 240-year-old journey to see if so-and-so was a sinner? Is that what you want to do? Then in God's opinion, I'm here to tell you today that you are a person of interest. And here are the things that condemn you and sign your death warrant. If this is the choice and the decision that you make, most of these verses are on the handout. Let's start with Matthew 6:14. Jesus said, if you forgive men their trespasses, then your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, then neither will your heavenly Father forgive you. Friend, you do not want to get into an argument over whether or not Mr. Smith or Mrs. Jones is a sinner or not. Because we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Instead of finding fault in Benjamin Franklin, you need to be on your knees before God, begging for forgiveness over your own wretched sin. Don't worry about Benjamin Franklin. Worry about the plank in your own eye. Don't worry about Ben. God will take care of him. Don't go down this road because you will lose this battle. Finding sin in your neighbors, you'll lose. There's no way for you to win. And since you don't want to play this game, let me say this. And let's make this then Pastor Paul's one political sermon this year. Matter of fact, my first ever political sermon. And here it is. You ready for this? Write it down. Facebook, on the radio next week. Here it is. If you are a progressive liberal, you cannot be a child of God. Over 60 years old, it's not like the days of George McGovern and John F. Kennedy, where I would say you certainly could be a liberal back then, but not anymore. Not to be a part of this party. If you are a progressive liberal, you cannot be a child of God. If you are a progressive liberal, you cannot be a Christian. You can't have both. You're one or the other. Because you stand in direct opposition to God. Matter of fact, you are the enemy of God. You are the enemy of the God of climate change. Not his friend. Because you can bet your sweet biffy climate change is coming.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.